This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The first official report on the crash of an Ethiopian jet says the crew followed the correct procedures. Reuters' Maya Wormsley has the report.
A preliminary report into the Ethiopian Airlines crash concludes that the plane repeatedly nosedived before it crashed and has called on Boeing to review the control system of its 737 MAX 8 aircraft.
It is recommended that the aircraft flight control system relative to the flight controllability shall be reviewed by the manufacturer.
At a briefing on Thursday, the Ethiopian Minister of Transport said the jet was in good condition and airworthy, adding that Flight 302 took off normally at first. 157 passengers and crew of 37 nationalities were killed.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormersley reporting. One family who lost a daughter in the crash has brought a lawsuit against Boeing, the maker of the 737 MAX 8 airplane. Michael and Nadia Stumo appeared today in a news conference. Their attorney, Kevin Durkin, introduced the lawsuit.
The case we have brought today is against Boeing, the manufacturer of the aircraft, who is responsible for making sure that this aircraft was safe for flight. It was not.
The self-proclaimed white supremacist accused of last month's deadly mass shootings at two New Zealand mosques is to be kept in custody until June 14th. 28-year-old Australian Brenton Harris Tarrant appeared in court via video link at the High Court in Christchurch Friday morning local time. 50 people died and many more were injured March 15th when a gunman opened fire at two mosques in Christchurch. Tarrant was expected to be charged with 50 counts of murder and 39 counts of attempted murder. For more on these and other stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News in Washington.